You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up.
Phil is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and apparently Will went on a wine tasting with a girl who's not calling him back. Her name is Scarlett, and I'm wondering, Will, do you think that maybe she's not calling you back because you're a Merlot guy and she's a cab gal? Is that what it is?
I don't know, but I definitely screwed up.
Okay, you know you screwed up. Okay, before we hear about how you screwed up, how long has it been since your date?
It's been 3 weeks.
Oh, yikes. How many times have you tried to reach out to her?
Honestly, like too much, I think. I mean, like 5 times, and like 3 of them were after she like did respond to me, asking her out again, and all it said was, I'm good.
Hmm. Oh, like you said, hey, do you want to go out? And she said, I'm good.
I'm good.
Not a good sign. Obviously, Will, she hates you. What did you do wrong?
Well, okay, man, I got so drunk on our day. I have no idea, but like, I know that I made a fool of myself. I know that I definitely made a fool of myself somehow.
Okay. Well, how did you guys meet?
Well, we met at the dog park, actually. I mean, I don't have a dog, but it was Saturday, and I was really hungover at my friend Bill's spot, and he's got a dog, and like, I don't really like dogs, but he was...
What?
He's like, I'll buy you breakfast if, you know, like, if you go with me to the dog park. So I went.
So you're hungover on a Saturday, and your buddy was like, hey, I'll buy you breakfast if you just come with me to the dog park, and you toughed it out. Went to the dog park, even though you don't really like dogs, and that's where you met her. And just to make sure, just to clarify, because I have to, because I know our listeners, Scarlett, the person who's not calling you back, is a person, right?
Oh, yeah, she definitely is. I wasn't still drunk. I was just hungover. But you try being at the dog park hungover, like, I really, like, almost puked the whole time.
So did you ask her out, or did she ask you out?
I guess we just started talking. And I'm kind of like that. I just talked to everybody. And I'm pretty sure she was into me because she, like, said my dimple was cute.
Your dimple was cute.
Well, that's super cute. What did you guys do for your date?
Well, I was going to my buddy's birthday party wine tasting that night. And I hate wine. But they had a party bus. And I just asked her if she wanted to go. And she was down. So, like, we did that. And it was a lot of fun. And I mean, she fit in really well with all my friends, which was great because, like, I don't know, like, my friends are my family, I guess.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's cool. It's kind of risky to take someone with your friends the first time too. And you don't like wine and you don't like dogs. I'm trying to figure out what you do like. Well, I know you like Scarlett, who's not calling you back. How was the wine?
The wine was it was fucking disgusting. Like, okay. I think that's where I, like, that's what went wrong, because I really know that I don't like wine, and I think she really likes it anyway. But like, because I hate it, I was chugging it, and
oh god,
I was so shit-faced, and my friends were like egging me on, and then I was really, really trashed. All I can remember is I definitely went back to her place.
Okay.
But, and I'm pretty sure we hooked up, Oh. But then I'm not sure if I walked or if I got an Uber home.
Wow. That sounds real messy.
It was really messy. And I woke up the next morning in my bed, but my phone and my shirt were on the front lawn.
What? How old are you?
I definitely have not. I don't do this on a regular basis. This was like one of the worst occasions of breaking out.
I've been there before.
It's really cute.
I mean, and she texted you when you asked her out saying, I'm good. Are you sure you want to do a first date follow-up to try to get another date with her?
No, for sure. She was really awesome. I definitely want a second chance. That's why I'm like doing this. Cause I mean, I guess I also want to know what I did and just like tell her that I'm not a total jackass. I'm really not.
Okay. So it's kind of like retracing your steps and then begging for another date. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and then find out what you did, hopefully, and see if we can get you another date, which might be impossible right after this, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. And I'm definitely, like, never, ever drinking wine again.
Right.
Wine again.
Yeah, wine, okay. Other things, sure. All right, well, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. Everybody knows the feeling, right? You wake up the next morning after a big first date that you're really excited about, and you don't remember the last half of the evening, and your shirt and your cell phone are on the front lawn, and you're not at the place that you remember being, and you're in your own bed going, how did I get here? Everybody knows that feeling,
ouch,
right? Not everybody does, but Will definitely does. And Will is on the phone for a first date follow-up today. He's not getting a call back from a woman named Scarlett. They met at the dog park because he says she liked his dimple. He's got one dimple and she thought it was cute. They struck up a conversation. He invited her to go on a wine tasting with his friends in a party bus for his friend's birthday. And apparently Will hates wine. So Will made the terrible decision of chugging the wine and getting completely hammered. And then his friends started egging him on and he got even more drunk. And you said that you remember that you guys hooked up, Will?
I'm pretty sure, we definitely did.
You weren't definite for sure before. So you're definitely sure now?
I mean, that part, I'm like 95% sure on that.
But you don't know how you got home and then you woke up in your own bed and your shirt and phone were on the front lawn.
Yes. Okay. I think kind of like hooking up might have been like the last thing I kind of remember.
Okay. And we're about to call Scarlett right now and one, see if Will can retrace his steps from that night, and two, figure out why she's not calling him back, although probably because he got too drunk. Well, I'm going to call her right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. May I speak to Scarlett, please?
This is her.
Hey, Scarlett, how are you? My name is Jubal Fresh.
And my name is Alex Fresh.
And this is a radio show called The Jubal Show. How you doing?
Okay. What radio show?
We do a segment on our show that's called The First Date Follow-Up. And that's where if you go out on a date with someone and end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. So you recently ghosted somebody. And they wanted us to call you.
Do you know who we are referring to?
Oh, gosh. Possibly.
Probably, okay. Who do you think it is?
Will?
Yep.
Yes, his name is Will.
And why are you not calling Will back?
So, have you ever gone out with a guy that you thought was really cute and fun, and then you got wasted and it just turned out to be too much?
So is it just because he got too drunk? Is that why?
I mean, kind of. I mean, he's definitely a character.
Okay.
So I thought he was cute and all. He dropped me off. Well, no, we walked to the door, actually. He walked me to the door. And we started making out. And his breath was just so bad.
Oh.
But you guys really aren't going to believe this. So anyways, we tried to hook up. But it just wasn't happening. Like, we were fooling around, but it was one of those, we were both just too drunk.
Yeah.
So we're messing around, fumbling around, but we fell asleep.
Okay.
Then I woke up and heard this rustling in my closet, and I just brushed it off because I thought it was my dog.
Okay.
So I woke up, I heard the rustling around, and then I started to doze off again, and I heard the door close.
Okay.
And I was like, damn it, I forgot to take out my dog.
Oh.
So that's when I woke up and I realized, like, all of a sudden from shock, my dog is in the crate, you know? So everything kind of clicked.
Okay, so it wasn't your dog in the closet?
No. And this is, and I still can't believe it. I went to my closet and I looked in because I wanted to know what was happening in there. So I looked in and there was this mess on the floor.
What was it?
It looked like basically that like a Great Dane that wasn't potty trained.
Wait, did he?
What?
Okay, hold on.
Like, you can't even imagine.
Did he take a poop in your closet?
I mean, just, ugh.
He went to the bathroom on the floor in your closet and then left before you could even rub his nose in it. How rude.
I mean, so gross. Like, I'm never interested in talking to this guy again.
Holy crap. You had to pick up his poop?
Oh, my God.
What in the world? You said you'd never want to talk to him again, too. That's actually too bad because guess what? He's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, my
God. Are you sure? Are you sure that was me? Are you sure it wasn't your dog?
I'm sure it was you. My dog was locked in a crate.
Has that ever happened to you before?
No, my God, of course that's never, I mean, it happened to a couple of friends of mine, but that's never happened to me. And I never drink wine. Oh my God.
I guess we know why you weren't getting a call back.
Wow.
And thank you for telling us that, Scarlett. And Will, I can't believe.
Is there anything I can do to make this better, Scarlett?
Bro, you pooped in my closet. What do you think?
That's fair, but like, I truly never drink wine.
So you think if you would drink vodka, this wouldn't have happened?
I mean, I probably still would have, but I mean, I'm just saying there's like kind of a funny side to this, right?
Oh, you pooped in my closet.
I know, closet. I know. I just, we have to keep saying that. Like, I really like you though. I mean,
wait, how are you not mortified right now? Literally, you took a dump in her closet.
I am mortified, but there's, like, truthfully, like, nobody else's closet who I'd rather, like,
stop
take
it. Stop
that's
it.
Kind of sweet in
there
a weird
There should be nobody's closet you poop in.
I was so hammered. I really just, I must have thought it was a bathroom. Oh, my God.
Wow. Like,
I'm going to stop you while you're not necessarily ahead, but I'll see if I can make this any better. Scarlett, would you like to go on another date with Will? We'll pay for it.
Before you say no, please, I'm begging you, let me redeem myself. Like, aww, we can go on a date, just me and you, somewhere that has no alcohol at all, and you can see that I'm, like, really a good guy. I do like to party, but I thought you were so amazing, and if you could just give me a second chance, I promise I will, like, use the proper toilets. I will show you that I'm not, like, an idiot.
Scarlett, what do you think?
I mean, okay, I'll tell you what. You can take me to the mall, and you can buy me a new pair of leggings. You ruined my favorite pair that night. I guess I can give you another try.
Woo! Wow, Will. What?
Congratulations,
oh dude.
Wow.
I promise you, you will not regret this. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited. Well, congratulations, Will. You did the unthinkable. Literally, did probably the worst thing I've ever heard somebody do on a date.
You took a dump in her closet and you still got a second date.
Yeah, dude. That's impressive.
I know. I can't believe it. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.